And here's the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, July 31st, 2013. It's the birthday of poet and novelist Kim Adonisio, born in Washington, D.C. in 1954. Her dad was a sports writer for the Washington Post, and her mom was the tennis champion Pauline Betts. Kim Adonisio, the author of Tell Me, What Is This Thing Called Love, and Lucifer at the Starlight. On this day in 1944, the writer Antoine de Saint-Exupéry disappeared while flying reconnaissance for the Allies. He's remembered as the author of the children's classic The Little Prince, but all of his other books, including Night Flight, were about his life as a pilot. After the Nazi invasion of France, he heard about a company of men using Lockheed P-38s to photograph enemy installations, and he tried to enlist. The age limit for the company was 35, and pilots had to be in top physical condition. Saint-Exupéry was 43 and in constant pain from an old injury, but he pestered, and finally they admitted him. On the morning of his final mission, he took off at 8:45, and was supposed to return with an hour's worth of fuel left at 1:30. He didn't return, and by 2:30, the men on the ground knew he was gone. His plane was never found. It's the birthday of children's fantasy writer J.K. Rowling, born in Yate, England in 1965. She tried writing a couple of novels but never finished them. But one day on a cross-country train trip, the idea of Harry Potter just appeared in her mind. She didn't have a pen to write things down, so she said, "Rather than try to write it, I had to think it, and I think that was a very good thing. I was besieged by a mass of detail, and if it didn't survive that journey, it probably wasn't worth remembering." As soon as she got home, she started writing what she did remember. It took Rowling a while to find a publisher for her novel, but finally it was published, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. It started with a print run of 1,000 copies. The last book in the series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, had a first print run of 12 million copies in the United States, the largest first printing of any book in history. Altogether, the series has sold more than 400 million copies. J.K. Rowling, who said, "I would like to think that readers enjoy my stories because they are simply good stories." And here's a poem by George Bilguer, Taking Out the Trash. I remember as a child watching my father take out the trash at the frozen crack of dawn, cursing as he dragged the stinking cans to the curb and thinking, "That's not something I'm ever going to do." In other ways, I was a model son, standing at the mirror as he shaved, dabbing the warm cream on my cheek, dreaming of a razor and whiskers of my very own. Watching him light up as he read the Sunday paper, one eye squinted against smoke and bad news, had me reading the funnies before I could even read, my eye squinted against nothing. And the deft, one-handed way he straightened his fedora's brim, while at the same time adjusting the coordinates of rake and tilt, makes me regret that the hat, like my father, has vanished, along with the strop and razor and lathery bowl of curds. Even smoking and the Sunday paper are on their way out. These are the losses I'm mourning this morning as I drag the stinking trash cans to the curb. Taking Out the Trash, a poem by George Bilguer, from his collection The White Museum, published by Autumn House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time here on the Writer's Almanac.